The Mother Earth Report with futurist Belinda Matlitsky.
Good afternoon, Belinda. How are you?
I'm melting at Cape Town, thank you. And you?
All right, thank you. Not a great line. For some reason, it seems to have like this kind of, I don't know, what's that effect called? Like a siren? Woo, 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 woo.
Oh, dear. Okay, let's hope that will get better.
All right. Can we talk about Roundup?
Certainly. First of all, that name itself is very sinister, Roundup. So there's nothing sexy about it. And the essential components of Roundup are glyphosate, which is a chemical that gums up the enzymes in plants to kill them. It's a non-selective herbicide that will actually kill almost all species of plants, bizarrely enough. And it's been compared, this mechanism that is used, the way it kills plants, to the manner in which antibiotics kill bacteria. So it's got this glyphosate in, and it's also got a substance previously thought to be inert called POEA, which is a detergent derived from animal fat. But it's not inert. It's been shown to actually amplify the negative effects of this particular pesticide. And I must tell you that one very alarming experiment was done in a lab in which human cells were suffocated, and especially embryonic, placental, and umbilical cord cells.
So what does that actually mean?
So the cell respiration was affected. So we've spoken about the plant enzymes and the way in which they are gummed up by the glyphosate, but when that was translated into working in their petri dishes with the human cells, they actually were suffocated. So no cell respiration, none of the processes could actually take place. And although now we're talking about in vitro versus in vivo, etc., that is already alarming, and that is external to some of the issues that have been witnessed in the field, pardon the pun.
So these
pesticides have been, as you said earlier, there are actually now crops that are resistant to Roundup. So imagine if you plant your field with any type of seed that is not resistant to Roundup. Since it's a pesticide that kills all plants, yours are going to be completely obliterated.
Yeah. I actually saw that the World Health Organization published a report saying that the ingredient glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Monsanto's Roundup, is probably carcinogenic. And how they came to that is that this review that was conducted by the World Health Organization's International Agency for Research in Cancer found that glyphosate increased the risks for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. As well as DNA and chromosomal damage.
Absolutely. And in fact, a California jury recently awarded $289 million in damages to a man who was a groundsman who had been regularly exposed to this Roundup and is now dying of cancer.
Yeah. How do we get our local stores to take a look at the research and make responsible choices on our behalf in that regard?
Well, it's going to take citizen or civil action, I would say. And I must say I'm very impressed with the Inkatha Freedom Party, because they have directly taken on Monsanto, because the majority of our population eats a great deal of maize, of course, and soy. These are the staples. And since there are not sufficient studies that can actually produce an incontrovertible proof that it's safe, that we need to preserve our people. And they're the only ones I know who have really grappled with this on the legal level.
Yeah.
But for the rest of us, we've got to actually take action, because they recently did a study in the States that showed that you get Roundup in your breakfast cereal, that the levels of Roundup in your oats, in your granola, right down to your snack bars is unacceptably high. So it absolutely penetrates the food chain, whether it's through the genetically modified crops, which are now prevalent. There's so much to say in so little time, because in India, there are farmers who've committed suicide over the very issue that you said, that they can only be used once per year. The GMO crop seeds are actually sterile. So there's that part, as well as the DNA modifications. And in addition to that, we have the pesticide on top of that. So one thing I have to say, in case we run out of time, is that a breaking story is that we have got our own crisis at the moment, where our river, our Klip River, which feeds directly into the Vaal River, South Africa's second largest river, contains banned carcinogenic pesticides.
Wow.
And that the sharp-toothed catfish that people in Lanesia, in Soweto, actually supplement their nutrition with is filled with DDT and other banned pesticides. So I do think it's a time for us to make our voices heard. There are organic pollutants that were banned years ago in Stockholm by a convention. They're banned under the Stockholm Convention, and yet these persistent organic pollutants have now been found in our rivers.
Yeah. Belinda, unfortunately, that's where we have to leave it today. Let's pick that up next week. You know, if we are aware of it, then one, we can, you know, it can kind of bring it to our, into our consciousness.
Absolutely.
You know, we can do something about it. Thank you so much for your time. Thanks, Belinda. God bless.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.